Mark Salvaggio is president of Salvaggio Steel in Springfield. On the door in the company's office are designs of some of the projects his company has been involved in.
This is a project we did at LaGrange Hospital up in LaGrange, Illinois. Here's our FBI building that we built. It was called
the family-owned company has been in Springfield since the 1950s. At their facility, the 28 employees customize steel for those building projects, cutting the beams to length and drilling the holes for the giant bolts that will connect them to each other. Salvaggio saw business fall off in the recession, and like others in Illinois, he has dealt with the state's sluggish rebound. Right now, business is slow in Illinois, so they're doing subcontract work for a Missouri company. Business owners like Salvaggio are quick to point out Illinois' much higher cost for workers' compensation insurance as a contributing factor. He says he has to pay $90,000 a year for the insurance in case workers get hurt on the job, whereas in nearby states like Indiana, it's only a third of that.
There's no advantage for being in Illinois. There's certainly no advantage for a manufacturer to move to Illinois. There's nothing to be gained by moving here. Plus, we don't know. Nobody really knows what the tax rate's going to be in the future.
And while workers' compensation costs are higher than nearby states, it's quite possible that the uncertainty he expressed over taxes is truly what is holding Illinois back in the recovery. Businesses don't like unpredictability.
When it comes to tax policy, Charlie Sheen's been more stable than the Illinois tax climate.
That's Mark Densler, Vice President and COO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, which lobbies on behalf of manufacturing interest. That lack of predictability and stability, Densler says, is a negative in the minds of Illinois businesses.
We have seen the temporary income tax. We've seen talk of a graduated income tax. And now members are seeing about a $100 billion pension deficit. Manufacturers and other business leaders around Illinois are looking and saying, okay, what's next? Now we're going to have to pay for the pensions, or now we're going to have to pay additional taxes for these other things.
Depending how Governor-elect Bruce Rauner works with Democratic legislative leaders, more stability might be forthcoming. There are also some trends that make observers a little bit optimistic. Labor costs are rising in China. There are concerns of Chinese product quality. And now logistics costs are competitive in this country. With that in mind, some more manufacturing jobs could be created in this country and in Illinois in particular. Jeffrey Hewings, director of the Regional Economics Application Laboratory at the University of Illinois, sees the potential for new high-tech manufacturing jobs. For example, he says 3D printers being used at the Ford factory in Chicago.
There's not probably going to be very much different in cost between doing that in Illinois and doing that in Georgia or North Carolina.
That, he says, would create new jobs requiring high-tech skills. Doesn't mean that all of those jobs that have disappeared will end up back in the States. Automation and other efficiencies have reduced the need to hire as many as before. Another note of optimism, the IMA's Mark Densler expects some growth due to hydraulic fracturing coming to southern Illinois. He points to the announcement of construction of a fertilizer plant near Tuscola. He credits the proximity to natural gas production as the reason that facility located in Illinois. The most recent state jobs report showed an increase of 900 manufacturing jobs in October. It's assumed that due to changes in automation and technology, the jobs of the past won't ever return. But for a sector that has struggled so much, these developments give some hope, even if it won't bring manufacturing back to what it once was in Illinois. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.